She knew a bit about scary movies, but she wasn't a rabid fan or anything like that. Most horror films were pretty lame, and after seeing her cousin's arm torn from his shoulder in a combine accident, it was hard to think of anything to do with blood and gore as a form of entertainment. And she had no real aspirations of becoming a movie star. She'd thought about it, of course. What young woman in Southern California didn't? But she was only pretty in a small-town sort of way, not really Hollywood beautiful. Her body was hard from years of helping out on the farm, not thin and curvy, like so many of the female leads were today. And while she'd acted in a few high school plays, no one had ever taken her aside and told her she had talent. But she did have some experience with ghosts. The family farm had been haunted by the spirit of her great-grandfather, who could sometimes be seen walking the cornfields around harvest time, checking the stalks, same as he'd been doing on the day that he died. And so, when she saw the ad in Variety, calling for women between the ages of 20 and 30 who loved horror movies and had some experience and/or belief in the occult, she thought, why the hell not? The next day, she went to the casting call with few expectations, figuring she had nothing to lose but a few hours of her time. Well, that had been over a month ago, and now she'd been called back for her third, and she hoped, final interview. Or maybe this time it would be an actual screen test. That's what was supposed to happen when you auditioned for a part. You read some lines or acted out a scene with somebody who was already in the movie, and the casting directors and producers decided if you were right for the role. But the producers of this show hadn't asked her to act, or to read any lines, or do anything like that. All they'd done was ask her a lot of questions, and then told her to tell them a little bit about herself. That had been easy enough, but she wasn't sure how that was going to get her a part on a television show. What was so interesting about a farm girl named Jody Watts, who came from a part of the country where cows outnumbered people 4-1? She stopped for a moment at the corner and read the street name on the lamppost. Then she checked that with the directions she'd been given over the phone. One more block to go. Her first meeting with the Gowan brothers had been in a ground-floor room in the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard across from Man's Chinese. There had been a line of young girls that had gone out the door and around the block, and dozens of newspaper and television reporters taking pictures and asking dumb questions like, "Are you afraid of the dark?" and "What's your number?" The second meeting had also been at the Roosevelt, but there had been fewer girls and no reporters. The producers had taken pictures of her and asked her more questions about herself, but she'd done no acting. This time out, they'd asked her to come to an address near Little Tokyo, more specifically, to the studio and warehouse the brothers had on Traction Street. Looking around, it seemed like an odd place to meet a pair of television producers for a network show. But then again, the Gowan brothers weren't exactly television producers. Since her first interview, Jody had done a bit of research at the local library and had read all about the Boo brothers, as they were sometimes referred to in the trades. The Gowan brothers were basically B-grade horror filmmakers, whose makeup and special effects were just a few steps above homemade. They made one or two features in their downtown studios each year, going direct to video in the United States and sometimes releasing theatrically in other parts of the world, mostly Asia and Eastern Europe. So maybe this would be a screen test after all, she thought. Or at the very least, on the level. Maybe they'd do her up in some ghouly makeup and ask her to scream for them. That would be fun. And even if she didn't get the part, she'd at least have a Polaroid or two of herself as a zombie to send to the folks back home. They'd sure get a kick out of that.